Commentator Laura Lorison recently had an experience that convinced her it really does matter what you listen to on the radio.
Under the best of conditions, I'm what you would call a somewhat paranoid driver. Imagine, if you will, the uptight television detective Adrian Monk behind the wheel of a car, then multiply by a magnitude of 10. This is me, driving. So, anyway, I had to drive over to Topeka right after work a few months ago, so that meant I was going to be driving at night on a road with lots of construction going on. And there's this one particular spot where the lanes get all wonky and shift, and they have these jersey walls up, and basically it's the kind of thing absolutely guaranteed to make me start hyperventilating and gripping the steering wheel like grim death. And I was listening to an oldies station, and they had suddenly stopped playing anything I wanted to hear, but I could not will myself to let go of the steering wheel to change the station, so that was being kind of an annoyance. So there I am, driving along, thinking, dear God, where is my exit? And is this like the eighth song in a row they have played by Three Dog Night? When this fellow comes charging up behind me and he starts tailgating me, since I am only exceeding the speed limit by 10 miles an hour, when it is clearly my constitutional duty as an American to exceed it by 20, so he decides he's going to teach me a lesson and cut me off. Okay, I can live with that. Except that this is right at that place where the lanes go crazy, and the only place for you to go if you screw up is either into a concrete abutment or off on this scary, unpaved sort of drop-off shoulder. So I have a decision to make. I can get into a catastrophic side-frontal collision, or I can go hard over the edge of the road onto the not really a shoulder and hope that I don't flip the car over. I decide I'm going to go for the shoulder, and I'm not sure that I'm going to come out of this all right because I have way too much momentum, and all I can think of in the half second that all of this is happening is, I cannot believe that there are 10,000 songs in the world that I love, and none of them are on the radio right now. The last song I ever get to hear is Never Been to Spain by Three Dog Night. I hate this song. And I decide, right there in that flicker of a moment, there is no way that I am going to die listening to this song. And I downshift and brake really hard, and a miracle happened. I didn't flip the car over. I didn't hit anyone. I came to a stop and was shaking and feeling kind of sick. But frankly, all I could think of there on the side of the road was, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for anti-lock brakes. Thank you for power steering. And please, let the last song I ever get to hear at least be by the Rolling Stones, preferably from Exile on Main Street, if it's not too much trouble.
Laura Lorison lives in Perry, Kansas, and by the way, her favorite Rolling Stones song is Tumbling Dice.